Hi, everybody. This is Andy Shue, broadcasting from Ipswich, Edmonds County Achievement Days. And this report brought to you by Beetlesbacher Ranch, Double M Crop Service, Linscove Implement, and Turner Drug. And we've got Jacob Jung with us right now. And Jacob, I saw you leading a pig out. You don't put a harness on that pig or anything. You just kind of lead it right out there into wherever it needs to go.
No, just the whip. It's the easiest way to control them. Pigs are kind of stubborn if you touch their head or neck or anything with a halter.
So this raises a whole bunch of questions. I know that pigs can be really violent when they want to be. Do you ever get in the ring and think, oh, Lord?
No, not usually. One concern I always got is if there is an aggressive pig out there. My pigs usually don't fight unless they were out of a separate litter from a different farm.
So what preparation goes into making sure that your pig is ready for the show and ensures you a purple ribbon?
Skin and hair condition is a big thing. So daily rinsing and washing once a week, rinsing the rest of the days, and then always using some type of oil to keep their skin looking fresh. And then one other thing we do is we dry our pigs after we are done washing, just so that way they can cool off. You don't have hot water sitting on them when it warms up. And that's pretty much it. Walking them a lot during the day. If you walk them during the heat of the day, they usually can last a little bit longer in the show ring.
So when they say eat like a pig, there's more to it than that. You guys must have a feeding program to make your pigs ready for show.
Yep, there's a lot of supplements out there you can use on pigs. Pigs, there's one issue is they're really expensive to feed. They are probably the easiest species to show, though.
Well, I tell you what, I've been in around the arena when they're not so easy, and I think you're just as calm as can be. How many years have you been in 4-H?
Ever since I was 8. I showed an open class at the state fair when I was younger with the help of my dad, John, and brother Alex and Kale, and my sister Brooke.
Tell you what, I've interviewed all of them, and they know 4-H better than anybody I've ever seen. So you're in good hands right there. We wish you the best of luck down the road, and thank you so much for coming and talking to us.
Thank you.
And this report brought to you by Cambies Pass, First State Bank, Mirambeel Insurance, and Rock Tough. And we'll be back with more from the 4-H County, no, wait a minute, Edmonds County 4-H Achievement Days here in Ipswich on the stations of the DRG Media Group.